tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour. I'm Pete Day. And this is Just Arrived from the band Lazy Talk. And in that seamless New Sound Radio 92 FM way, we're joined live in the studio by Piers Robinson, lead vocalist with Lazy Talk. Piers, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Hi, how's it going?
It's all right, yeah. Lazy Talk, come on in, tell us about Lazy Talk. Come on, your band, how did you get started? Who are you, what do you do? Come on, tell us about it, come on.
We're a London band, five-piece. We come from all over London, although I'm North London boy myself.
Yep.
And yeah, we play a sort of mixture of ska and punk and...
a bit of a mix of stuff, because I listened to a couple of tracks. It's all a bit of a mix.
It's a mixed bag.
Mix and a mash, yeah.
Well, that's kind of where we come from musically. We like a bit of everything, really.
Because how did you get started in music? Because you're a vocalist. I mean, do you play an instrument as well?
Or I play guitar.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I use the guitar to write songs. Mm. I even play live occasionally. Well, actually, I've only played once with the guitar.
Okay.
But it's something I'm going to be doing
more. You're not like me. I do C, E and G.
I'm not that much better than that.
Okay, right. No, so I've got this book. You can play any of these tunes, any tune in the world, playing those three chords. And I thought, that's me. I'm going to be a rock star. I was about sort of 16 or something at the time.
Well, a lot of the hits are all sort of very the same chords. But no, I got into music when I was younger. I was into some really London kind of music, jungle, UK garage, and. I picked up a guitar when I was 16, but I had a row with my guitar teacher, so we only had about three lessons, and I walked out, and he told me to sod off, and that was it. And,
yeah, thinking in terms of language, yeah, you know, like during the day and things.
You can say sod, can't you?
No, we do. Soon we didn't sod.
Okay, anyway.
Family show, I'm just thinking.
So I was more into emceeing and, you know, writing lyrics that way, and then in my later years, I got into writing songs, formed a band, and and here we are.
Here you are, yeah, okay. Now, you say you're doing it's a London sound, is the way you describe yourself. Well, what is that? Because London's such a mishmash of different people from different cultures all around the world coming in together. I mean, what is the London sound? I mean, how do you...
That's why it's London sound, because London is a big melting pot of culture, and that's definitely reflected in our music. We like a lot of West Indian music and Asian music, and we also like your sort of more standard rock and indie, so it's all in there. We like a bit of everything, so we take what we like from each, and like, you know, it's in that tune we just played, that the last verse is kind of reggae and the first verse is quite sort of rocky, so we try and put a bit of it all in. Main thing though is to make, you know, music with good beats, kind of beats you can dance to. That's what we're aiming for. When we play live, you know, that's the only reason we go out there, is to make people dance.
Okay. Yeah. And, I mean, how long have you been together? How long is it? What's the story of that? I mean,
with the current lineup, we've been together about a year, but before that, about three years.
Okay. You've done a few festivals and things, haven't you? You did a festival?
Yeah, we're playing some festivals this year. We're playing at the Great Escape in Brighton, which is
biggest
festival of new music in Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be fun. They basically turn the whole of Brighton, every little venue you can think of is turned into a music venue. Hopefully we'll be in one of the better ones.
I'm sure you will.
And we've got some other festivals confirmed. I think we're playing in Italy and... France, and so it's going to be fun.
Do you like festivals? Do you like doing festivals? Some bands like doing festivals and some of them hate them. Some of them like, because they just see it as like it's just too chaotic and things like that, and some of them really get a buzz out of doing it. Where do you go on that?
I like going to festivals.
Yeah,
I find them fun. I think we're in our element at festivals, because we're, you know, lively, upbeat, happy kind of band, so that's what you want when you're at a festival.
Yeah,
you want to get away
from the
daily grind, and you just want to have a good time, so we definitely... We're not like dreary.
Yeah, scratching, looking at your navel work. I mean, it works okay at home, maybe.
That's not our vibe.
CD, but it doesn't really work at a festival.
That's not our vibe.
Yeah, he's not what you don't want to hope you can hear that, or whatever the way it goes. Yeah. Now, I don't know. You talked about all these different genres of music and things like that, but there's also this thing about labeling music. You know, there's like people sort of say, oh, I'm into hip hop, or I'm into indie, or I'm into whatever. Do these labels, do they help, or do they get in the way of music, do you think? I don't know.
Well, personally, I think, you know, variety is the spice of life, as they say. So, I mean, for me, I can't get my head around when I meet someone, they say, well, I only listen to this type of music, I don't listen to any other type of music, just this kind of music.
Yeah.
So I think I just get bored if I just listen to one type of music. So when it comes to us, we people would kind of go, oh, I really like your band. How would I describe it? Oh, and they always say, oh, it's really hard to describe it. Like, we came up with the term future ska because we're quite influenced by ska music.
Yeah, because I'd never heard that term before. Oh, you come up with that. Okay, I'd never heard of future ska.
And I don't know who came up with it.
Okay, yeah.
Someone came up with it, yeah. And then we kind of went, yeah, all right, maybe. I guess we're quite inspired by, like, ska music, that two-tone kind of...
I'll tell you, I'm very British.
But also... showing the influences of West Indian music, dancehall music, reggae music. But then we're trying to go somewhere futuristic with it. So
yeah, see where you go with it. Yeah.
So that's where that kind of term came from.
Is it saying as well sort of like a bit dangerous about that? Because the thing about like sticking with a genre and it's like, you know, a tried and trusted, you know, tried
very
and trusted
dangerous.
Formula. But there's something about you could go somewhere and actually you can end up, you think, actually, this is rubbish what we've just produced here, because it doesn't quite work. And sometimes you do something and it's really magic, something new and different. It's dangerous. That's what I meant by dangerous. Yeah.
That doesn't really worry me, because when we're in the studio and we're writing music, we're not thinking, oh, let's try and make it sound like this. It's much more organic than that. It's just, it's more like we just make music how it comes out of us, how, you know, we write songs. It's other people that go around and label it.
Okay.
Because they're journalists, they want to label it so they can...
Well, it's easy to talk about. If you're trying to write something down, you know...
That's so, fair enough. That's their job.
Yeah, that's what we do. We just sit here and we just talk to people and, like, just play a couple of tunes and try to make
it...
something clever to say about it. That's the other thing about it. I don't know. How did you get into music? I mean, you sort of did when you was a kid? Did you...
I played a few instruments. I didn't really have the...
Did you do music lessons at school and all that sort of thing?
I had a few music lessons. I mean, I played a bit of piano, but then my thing was that, because I quite like to make music rather than, like, you know, learn other people. So
right,
I go,
okay, give me
a
sheet of
learn
music
for a bit, and then I go, oh, I don't want to do that, I'm just going to make up my own stuff. So I didn't really go down the sort of learned musical route. I'm more of a kind of a play by my ear and I'm not classically trained, put it that way.
But you can read music and stuff like that, though.
I can read music, but only a bit.
Okay, I'll tell you what, there's somebody, there might be somebody who's, because how old, you don't mind me asking how old you are?
I'm 30.
You're 30, okay. And if there was someone like who's a younger person who's listening and who's thinking, oh, I'd like to, we've been trying to get into music, and there's a lot of people out there who want to get into music and things like that, and it's not easy. What would you say to them? What would you sort of suggest they do? Should they go off and like study hard, study music? Should they just get up on stage and just do it and bang it out and devil may care? Or what should they do?
Just do it.
Just do it, you think?
That's what I did.
Okay.
If you want to do it, you just got to get on and do it. So if you need a band, then you got to get out there and you got to... I was quite lucky. I had some friends around me and we sort of banded together. And I think that it's just a case of you got to get out there and do it, get on with it.
Okay.
It's not going to just... happen, and the more you do it, the better you get at it. So the more you play gigs, the better your craft becomes. So we've been playing gigs for a few years, and I'd say our stage show is pretty tight now. So, you know, practice makes perfect.
Okay, yeah, because you got a gig coming up this weekend, haven't you? Aren't you playing the Roundhouse?
Did that already.
Oh, you've done that.
That was in February.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay, yeah, that's
gone. We played a festival, Roundhouse Rising.
Okay.
Festival of New Music.
How'd that go down? Was it good?
Went down really well. It was really good.
Do you get buzz out of that when you go there and like there's people, you know, like up there? Have you ever done a really, really horrible gig that hasn't really worked?
Probably. I mean,
I just wondered, you know, because obviously some things don't, and that's how
you have great
you
gigs,
learn.
You have mediocre gigs, and you have awful gigs.
Yeah. But how do you feel?
I haven't had anyone throw anything at me. I think audiences are a bit more polite than they were.
I mean, certainly in the 1970s. I'm going back for certain
books, and I think the audiences.
I was there.
If they didn't like it, they'd throw something at you.
More than throw something. Spitting at the band and all the rest of it.
These days, London crowds, they're quite sport, I think, for music. There's a lot of good music out there. So they're just...
There are more venues now as well, I think. They're kind of opening up a bit. But one time they all started to close down. Now there seems to be a few more opening up, don't there?
The worst thing they can do is just sort of be disinterested, which is, you know, it's not the end of the world. It just spurs me on, actually, when people are being like, oh, we're just going to sort of chat in the background.
There's like nothing worse than being ignored. Okay, I'll tell you what, we've got to go to the break now. But finally, Lazy Talk, loads of bands out there doing loads of different things and putting those, especially in London, there's loads of different things, What's the one thing you think that makes Lazy Talk such a special thing? And there is something really special about it. What do you think that is?
Because we don't sound like anything else out there, and that's a good thing, because you got to keep it fresh. No one wants to hear the same old stuff. So also, yeah, we'll get you dancing. So
I tell you what, I think you do that. Piers Robinson, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. But you will stay though, won't you? Because after the break, we're going to be talking about what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days into the weekend. We'll see if you can find yourself a good stew this weekend. You fancy that?
Okay, I'll stick around for a few
minutes. Okay, stay around with New Sound Radio 92 FM.